Meet Christine. She loves shopping, and this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels, but my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real, game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back for another episode of Style and Conversation. We are still in our 30, Flirty, and Thriving series, and I think all of our listeners will get a lot out of this episode because this episode is titled Dating After 30. There has been a lot of rhetoric and negative connotations around dating, and we're here today to debunk those theories. And we have a couple who is actually walking this out and putting positive messaging out into the world for everyone. So I'm really excited for you all to meet Kelvin and Lanice from Love at First Sight. And so just a little bit on them. Love at First Sight is a platform created to serve as a space to discuss online and long-distance dating. This online community was founded by Kelvin R. Tobias and Lanice Barnes, a couple that matched on a dating site in April of 2022. What started as a page to share their journey navigating long distance soon fostered into a platform to inspire others to share their dating experiences via live interviews. From couples that matched online to hopeful singles, Love at First Sight has essentially sparked the much-needed conversation to destigmatize dating and bridge the divide seen on social media. Their most notable endeavors were developing digital dating card games and hosting local speed dating events. They are excited to continue sharing their love story in hopes that other people will do the same. So, welcome to the podcast. I know everyone is so intrigued. So, I just want to welcome you all and allow you to introduce yourselves and share your journey, what you're comfortable sharing with us of how you all met and everything.
Okay.
Well, I'll just start. Well, we met, of course, online April of 2022. So when me and Lanice officially matched, we did not know we were going to be long distance. I actually thought she was in Charlotte. That's where I resided at the time, and she was in Atlanta. But shortly after us matching in a brief conversation, we realized we lived in two different states. So we had to make a choice relatively quickly as to, are we going to continue this connection because this person does not live locally? And we have great conversation. It picked up, and we never actually stopped talking. From that day, and we just continue with it. And we connected in Charlotte 2 weeks later. She came to visit me in Charlotte, and the rest is history. And we've been together ever since.
That's amazing. Listen, all that's going through my head is that must have been one heck of a conversation where you were like, so what are we going to do, sis? Because I live here, you live there, which is amazing. I mean, it, clearly there was a spark, you know, we're now 2 years later when you all first met. So there clearly were multiple things that you all checked off on each other's list that made a significant impact for you all to make that decision to say, okay, we're going to keep going with this.
Right.
Definitely. Right. Definitely. It really wasn't that in depth of a combo. I'm originally from the DMV, born and raised in Maryland. So I've moved around a lot in my 20s. So I've never been one to not really be stagnant. I love to kind of just, you know, move and go with the job opportunities that I got in my 20s. So when I found out she did live in Georgia, it was just, okay, you know, you don't have an issue with moving. You have before. Mm-hmm. We didn't really discuss like who was going to move where. It was just, we just continued talking and we just wanted to see if this was a connection we wanted to maintain, one of us would have to move. Okay. So it was, it didn't really, I would say it wasn't really that much of a conversation after we matched as to what are we going to do? We just kept talking.
Right.
It's like, okay, well, you live there. I live here. Okay. And it just continued.
Yeah.
So.
And obviously, I share the same sentiments. I'm originally from Pensacola, Florida, and a little bit of a military brat. So I lived in Seattle, Washington, back to Florida, and then half of my life was raised in Birmingham, Alabama. So moved around quite a lot. So I don't know. I wasn't opposed to, you know, doing long distance. I've done a long distance relationship before.
Mm-hmm.
It did not work out, but I was still hopeful. And so, yeah, it was just one of those things. I think we didn't question it or just have a lot of anxiety about the future. And I feel like that honestly served as like, you know, one of our strong suits, you know, because people in dating, and we could go on that, you know, later. I think that's one of the many things. It's like this whole list of they have to meet this, this, and this. And it's like a whole bunch of, well, what if this happened? And you almost just scare yourself away from even potentially meeting someone that might be good for you because they don't meet every single quality that's convenient.
So you all, you just said so much that I have, obviously we talked about, we have a set of questions and I promise I will get to that.
Sure.
But first, Lanice, sis, I didn't know, we didn't have this in-depth conversation, you all, this is genuine. So you lived in Pensacola, that's an hour from me, I'm from Mobile, Alabama.
Oh, wow.
And you lived in Birmingham, so that's so crazy. I'm just kidding. That's crazy. So, but beside those connections, what really stood out to me, what I was going to ask you is if you all's synergy was something that was instantaneous or if it was something that you had to work at. And aside from that, the second part to my question is you seem to have a lot of wisdom about not being so fixated on this list, which I do think, and I'm sure you can agree because you all are together, it's important to have similar values and, you know, certain qualities that you desire to have in a mate. But I'm curious as to how you develop that wisdom of not being fixated on that and being able to be intentional, but also be in the moment with you all's development.
Okay, I love that. Yeah. Love that question. You want to go first on that? How'd you kind of develop this wisdom?
This wisdom, just life experiences, I would say. Just knowing that I was in my 30s and I knew exactly who I wanted and who I was. So it was very easy for me to vet people out. I take a lot of pride in my personal time and my space and the things I do that, I guess you could say essentially dating myself. You know, I thoroughly did enjoy my single season. I went out consistently. I'd always tried a new bar or restaurant in any city I lived in. Before Charlotte, I lived in Illinois as well. So I was single right outside of Chicago. So any opportunity I did have, I was trying a new restaurant. I was trying a new bar, a new museum. You know, so it was more so knowing like this person has to add to this piece, the space that I already have. Because I'm kicking it by myself and it's cool. Like, you know, like, I don't need nothing. You know what I mean?
Right.
All my bills, everything's on auto pay. Like, so like I'm straight. So this person come in has to really just match this level of peace that I already have that I've developed for myself. So it's very easy for me to just kind of like know, okay, this isn't it. And, you know, no harm. Just tell somebody like this isn't the connection I needed and just keep it moving. You know, I'm very quick with the vetting process. So but when it comes to Lanice, yeah, we knew like, I would say within 2 or 3 days, very transparent conversations about mental health, family. What do you want out of life? And then she had the answers, like just knew. And the answers were aligned with my core values and my morals. So we just, we just kind of just hit it off.
Yeah.
And that was shortly after the distance combo. So it was like, okay, you live in Atlanta. Cool. Okay. So like, what do you like? Your family, education. And it was just, the list just went, everything was checked off immediately. And I think Lanice will share this. So that's why we knew that we were going to meet up 2 weeks later is because like, oh, this person already checked off the list and 3 days of conversation. Like you're more transparent with me than people that I probably have talked to for months that you try to like dig information out of. It was like, no, this is who I am. The cards are here. It's what I do. And I would think we saw a lot of sides of each other.
Yeah.
I got to see like, you know, great days, not so great days, like very transparent, stuff that it would take you like, I would say just an extended amount of time to really see somebody. I saw those in a couple of weeks. So I was like, okay, I see you.
My crazy is just out of the like, forefront.
That was raw and I appreciated that. So, like I was saying, very easy to vet somebody out, but the transparency was there, the communication. And so the synergy was just there from the first conversation.
I want to add to that really quick. We even asked, like, so 3 days in, us talking, I did spur the moment, like, you
funny.
Know what? I've never been to Charlotte. Like, let me get me an Airbnb. Like, I love it. Like, I just was like,
right.
Okay. I mean, I'll get my own accommodations. That way, if it doesn't work out, then I'll still have a good time because I, like, you know, Kelvin shared, can have a good time by myself. I don't need to have a whole bunch of people. I would love it, but I can travel alone and, you know, just enjoy my own company. So 3 days into us talking, like, we're, you know, FaceTiming on lunch breaks because we just, it was just consistent. We were FaceTiming on lunch break and I was like, hey, I'll be in your city in like 2 weeks. If you're around, you know, and I didn't say, if you want to take me out, you're going to take me on a date. It was just like, hey, like, you know, ball of your court. I'm going to be here.
Right.
Just letting you know, I got my own accommodations. I'm good. And then, I mean, he just followed up with like, all right, well, got a restaurant booked. Like, I'm going to take you here. We're going to go skating. Like, we're going to just, he planned like the whole weekend. So I will say with the synergy, I think it helped because we had a transparent conversation. Like, you know, hey, we're feeling each other. But what if the connection isn't there when we meet? Like, we literally asked each other this. And, you know, Kelvin will tell you, he was like, well, hey, I mean, you're still pretty, you're a cool girl. Like, if you're ever in Charlotte, like, you know, hit me up, even if it doesn't work out romantically. So we literally had that conversation. Like,
yeah, I think I said, like, if you ever want a friend in Charlotte, you can kick it with, you know, it's cool. You know, it's no pressure, you know, like, that was it. So it kind of just took the pressure or the tension out of the situation.
And not looking for those sparks or what, you know what I mean? Like the fantasies that a lot of people envision that love or whatever it's supposed to look like. So I don't know, it just felt like I was going to a restaurant, meeting this cute guy I've been talking to, and it was just like low pressure, like just, I don't know. I think that may have helped with this energy as far as like the love at first sight name. Like it was just, you know, I don't know. It just felt like it was meant to be. And I feel like the transparency that we kind of had for one another, it kind of helped, you know, segue that.
So I'm hearing a lot of things from what you all were saying that I think set you up for success to get to this point. So first and foremost, I want to acknowledge that you all were willing to be transparent with each other. And I'm going to say something, and some people listening are going to relate, and then some people hearing it are going to rebel against it. But I mean this in the best way. So I'm a huge believer and advocate for love and relationships. I always have been. However, the realistic side of me is more like, I don't want the honeymoon. Like, show me who you are after the 90 days. Like, I want to see that up front. And so how I say that in relation to you all's story is like what you said, Kelvin, you said, I saw like the real up front and it didn't repel you. You were just like, okay, this is really her. So now I have the choice. I've been presented with this. So now I have the choice to know if this is something that I'm interested in continuing to pursue. Yes. And with Lanice, I appreciate that you were so confident in who you were, where you weren't pursuing, but you were just like, I've never been to Charlotte. Let me pop out and let him know, hey, I'm here. You know, if you choose to, you know, I'm taking my shot, you know, because you miss every shot you don't take, right?
But you
take your shot, you're like, I'm letting you know. And then Kelvin, you picked up on it and took the initiative and said, cool, let's go to the restaurant. But you all also didn't project any fantasies on each other. Like ultimately, you as two individuals knew what you wanted out of life within partnership, and you were aware of that, but you weren't meeting her and like, I hope she's the one. It was like, no, like she's cool. It's a vibe. Let's feel it out. And, you know, that was, so I like that for several reasons, because Lanisa, I don't know if you can relate to this, but as women, we can get some mixed signals in terms of dating of like, don't respond on the first call, like wait 2 hours. And you'd be like, bro, this is so aggravating. I feel like I'm doing multiplication. Like, you know,
it's a lot of games, and it's
exhausting. And so I really commend you that you were confident enough and you applied wisdom to the situation to not do that. And I also really like that it seems like both of you all were both in a really good space in your life, and you were confident, happy, whole individuals, but you also understood the value of partnership, and that is why you desired it, not to complete you, but just to come in and add to that space. And so I just wanted to acknowledge everything that you all said, because I do think that and I'm curious to hear if you agree, but I do think that all of those things added to you all's success and how you've gotten to this point.
I mean, I agree. And I think just we're both people, people persons. I think with the platform, just us being like that as individuals and just, I don't know.
Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Oh, wanting to share that, I guess, like, sense of just love and acceptance with other people, I think it honestly helped us, you know, create a platform. Maybe it's not tooting my own horn, but if you look on social media, most couples' pages is kind of like, oh, it's just us, you know, here, you guys can watch. For us, it's like, hey, this is us, like, this 6 months into knowing each other, not waiting until we're married or anything else to be, like, on the forefront. And these are things that we learned along the way and like opening the conversation for other people that are also dating and maybe single that maybe want to have a conversation. Because if it wasn't happening publicly, it was really happening in our DMs. Like girls would send, and guys, long lists of like, hey, what do I do? This girl, this or this guy, you know, I know y'all met on a dating app. What do I do? Like there was no outlet for people to like go to someone and like, and not saying we're experts, but it's just, to have that love and acceptance. Yeah, they didn't have that anywhere. Right. So I would say to your point, like us being transparent, I think, and just, you know, being accepting people, it allowed us to create a platform where other people kind of flocked to it and looked at it as a safe space where they can also be the same.
I think that's a great segue for you all to answer the next question, which is, so tell me about Love at First Sight. Like, how did you all start the conversation about like, yo, this is something we really need to jump in and share with the world and your vision behind it and how it's evolving? Because I think it's a great thing. It's what intrigued me to speak to you all. So tell me all about it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you know, as we were dating, we started documenting our dating journey. So we were just posting things about the other person on our individual page, like, you know, on a date or an event, things like that. But a couple of the posts or reels went viral. So people started inquiring about who is this couple, you know? So after, I guess, the third or fourth viral post, it was just, we came to an agreement, like we should probably start answering these questions that we get individually on one platform, because people are clearly want to know who we are and what we do. And it just, the title just kind of sprung out. I believe Lanise said it first. She's like, it's Love at First Sight. And I said, you know, okay, I think I like the title. And yeah, we established the page and we just, I think our first video was in October. I believe. Yeah. And it was just us sitting at the counter in our last apartment, like introducing people who this is us.
We made a YouTube video.
Like I'm Kelvin, Lanise, and then just everything, like who we are, like what's our opinion of long distance dating, made some jokes. And
get some dating tips, dating profile tips. And we just cut that piece of content, like, you know, cut those little sound bites and put it on Instagram. And a lot of those perform well and, like, you know, funnel people to, like, just go to YouTube, look at us long form. And I'm like, well, hell, if they're watching us long form, then maybe they're interested in, like, what we have to talk about instead of making, like, you know, these little short sound bites of men versus women, 50-50, whatever. Like, I'm like, wow, there's actually people that want to have a genuine conversation and actually listen to people that, you know, just want peace. Like, you know what I mean? And love for everyone.
None of the, like, do men pay for dates or stuff like that. All of the negative conversations we knew when we established this, we're not going to be participating in it. We're not here to gossip. That's not who God has wanted us to be. It's not our core values. So we really just want to just be transparent, have, like, just healthy dialogue, and of course have fun. You know, we're documenting this. This is our life. So we get to share our life and essentially having a conversation with each other, but we're sharing it with the public. Mm-hmm. So it's up, you know, that the public can contribute to it. It's fine, but we also just enjoy talking to each other. So that's okay too.
Oh, I love that you said we just enjoy talking to each other, because that's important to actually like your partner. So I wanted to ask you, so with all of this rhetoric being out there, how did you all as individuals filter through that and not allow it to be your focus and have preconceived notions going into dating each other? And then once you all came together as a unit, how did you continue to stay what motivated you to continue to stay consistent on the values that you started your platform on? And before you answer, the reason I say that is because with social media, it can be very easy to get caught up in comparison and, you know, feeling like you need to jump on this trend or whatever the case may be. But I do think it's important, and I really want to commend you all for staying authentic to your messaging. And I don't think something we need to gloss over. So I just want to give you all the opportunity to explore that.
I've been doing social media for a while, probably since like 2016. Okay. I'm a registered dietitian by trade.
Okay.
And I was also a former personal trainer. So, you know, I would get on and do like the workout videos and tips and things like that. But that space online, like that, I don't know, nutrition fitness space. Yeah, there's just a lot of negative comments. And I don't know, just doing that solo by myself at the time, my imposter syndrome got the best of me. So I kind of had to retreat. I'm like, yeah, this is a crazy world out here.
Right. But I appreciate your vulnerability in that, by the way.
No, I appreciate it, because it was difficult, I will say that, to say the least. But meeting Kelvin, I don't know, it just kind of gave me a spotlight, one, to like do something with my partner, but two, kind of take the spotlight off of me and share that. So it just, it didn't seem like I was bearing the brunt of whatever was to come. I had someone to protect me in the sense if, you know, someone came out the side of their neck on social media.
Yeah.
So I don't know. For me, I've always kind of known from the beginning, I can only show up and tell my story as it is. I can't tell someone else's or their morals or values. All I can do is just show up, be myself, and the people that rock with it, they rock with it. If you don't, you don't. Because of course we've had people ask us, why don't y'all weigh in on this or whatever? Sometimes we will talk about certain things like the Cheesecake Factory or whatever, very briefly.
Yeah.
Maybe on live, but we may throw like a little shady reel. But something to expound upon, no, I think if we stick to our core values, you won't necessarily need to even know our opinions on certain things, because you know where our morals stand, you know, as a whole. You know, and you could just apply it to any situation, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's my answer on that. I think, yeah, we just stay true to who we are. We can only be who we are. We can't be anybody else. If our likes or engagement goes down, stay true to who we are. And, you know, like Kelvin said, who God destined us to be. But do you have anything on that? Like,
Basically, it doesn't keep our interests. It's not even anything that we subscribe to in our personal lives, on our personal accounts. I don't keep up with, you know, the shade room or whoever's talking about what. It's just not in alignment with who I am. And in addition to that, I mean, we got to close to 50,000 followers on Instagram. I would say 75 to 100 collectively out of all platforms without anything, you know, mixing gossip, you know, bashing someone's character or just getting involved in celebrity gossip. So yeah. We generated this organically from being ourselves. So if we can do this without being in that, I guess, area, then why would we need to do so now? Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's just, it doesn't keep our interest. And it's not who God allowed us to be.
I appreciate that. And your answers are very transparent and real. It's just to the point. It's not who you are, and there's no reason to be an ambulance chaser in a sense. So I appreciate it. So early on, when you all were speaking about how you met, one of the things that Kelvin mentioned is, you know, in your 30s, you are aware, a lot more aware of who you were and what you wanted and you didn't want. Can you share with us, for each of you, what some of the qualities were that you were looking for in a partner and how you were intentional in being aware of those things in each other?
A big one, self-awareness. Yeah, self-awareness. Mm-hmm. Have you done some type of inner work? You know, mm-hmm. Have you gone to therapy? Do you know about, you know, your traumas and triggers? Like something that you could share with me so I won't trigger you. We can have a healthy connection. Mm-hmm. Be amazed about the amount of people that have not done the work but don't really know themselves. So mm-hmm. That was something that was really shocking to me when I was dating. Family oriented as well. That's a big deal. I have a mm-hmm. huge family. I got to make sure that you're comfortable with that. And just goal oriented. Yeah. If you wanted something more out of life.
Yeah. I mean, I would say kind of the same qualities. For me, really, I could really only just say dating my 30s, my 20s kind of prepared me for it. So mm-hmm. I kind of highlight my 20s. It was just needing that person to be confident and not insecure, because a lot of times I found myself dimming my light in my 20s because mm-hmm. my partners at the time were very insecure. So I'm like, oh, am I doing the most? Am I being too friendly to people? Or, you know, and just kind of having that identity crisis in a way, mm-hmm. you know, like, well, who am I outside of them, or do I need to be what they want me to be? And I will say, you know, I broke free of that when I did reach my 30s, because I'm like, well, one, I was in a healthy relationship. I met Kelvin when I was 28. I'm 30 now. Mm-hmm. But a glimpse inside the future, because we're 3 years apart, and just mm-hmm. like first older guy, I guess. you know, just a glimpse into the future, like, dang, there's mature people out here that I don't have to coddle or like run behind or affirm all the time, and, you know, let them know I'm not doing anything to dim their reputation or light or anything. So just for sure, finding someone that was confident in themselves, secure in themselves, and allowed me to shine without mm-hmm. making it seem like it was dimming them or in any type of way. And for sure, just transparent. I felt like a lot of times, and we were alluding to this earlier, sometimes as women, we can fill in the blanks, you know, mm-hmm. just with our own fantasies. Like, they didn't say that, sis, but mm-hmm. like, the fairy tale goes like this, right. Like, you know, and it's like, that's not what he said, you know?
Yes.
So I think I just finally started looking at people's actions and uh-huh. listening to that instead of trying to see the good in people and filling in the blanks for them based off the potential I knew that they could be. And the last thing I'll say is just, you know, they'll look good on paper, but in person, how are they treating me? How do I feel at the end of the day when I'm like with them? Do I feel just depleted? Do I feel confident in myself? Do I feel loved? Do I feel like you like me, you know, truthfully? Like, and it, I wasn't feeling those things. And I would say, you know, as I just started to, you know, just date more and do something different, I found people like Kelvin that just aligned with that, and everything just checked. Like, I just felt good as a person, not necessarily how they made me feel, what they did for me, how much money they got, whatever. I just felt great as a person. And I would say that just looking for a friend and a companion first, and then the romance and all that, that will come if it does. So
I really like that. It sounds like you were at such a good place and you mm-hmm. had done some self-reflection, because as women, it's easy for us to get caught up in a fantasy of like, he said he wants to get married. And it's like, but since he it's the first day, he said he wants to get married. He said he wants that, you know, like, bring it back, finish your fettuccine. Let's finish the conversation, and then maybe we could get it. But like, let's see if you even like dude first, you know.
Yeah.
But I get it. As women, look, I've been there, you know. So yeah. It's easy, because I just think there are different expectations put on men and women when it comes to partnerships and marriage. So I want to ask you, as a woman, how do you think you got to that peaceful place? Because it seems like once you arrive at that place within yourself, you start, obviously you attracted the blue lady, but you also attracted other positive people. They may not have been the people for you, but you did have better interactions when it came to dating. So how did you arrive at that place?
I think for me, I just started listening to my own voice instead of looking for confirmation from others. Like in my 20s, anything that I did, I'm asking a friend, what do y'all think? Who do y'all think? You know, even when I was dating, like dating profiles, I had this group chat with these people I'm no longer friends with, but every guy I almost swipe right on, I would send it to this group and ask. Like it was literally, I had no mind of my own, you know, and, right. I, and I can confidently say that because, you know, for the longest I was around people who just didn't allow me to have that light, you know, as someone that also I could talk about from childhood that moved around a lot, you know, you kind of do have identity crisis. You're always a new kid, you know, trying to assimilate. You talk weird, you write funny, everything. I always just tried to, okay, I'm too different. Like, let me just be what everyone else wants me to be. And that translated a lot to my dating life. And before I met Kelvin, I had just got out of a 6-year relationship that was probably like the most, I learned so much about myself in that relationship, just kind of how to listen to my own voice. If you don't feel like something's right, or just you're starting to see signs of just someone just, you know, being deceitful, like listen to your voice. Like, don't listen to what they're trying to tell you to woo over, you know, and get what they want out of the situation or get what they want out of you. Listen to your own voice, even if that means that you might have to go in solitude and be alone where you can hear those thoughts even at a higher level, right?
Right.
Because that's, you know, sidebar, I feel like that's a lot of times why we need that outside validation, is because we are afraid of making decisions, because if it goes wrong, then it's on you, instead of like, oh, well, my friend told me to do that. So, you know, I would say, yeah, like in hindsight, really just starting to tap into hearing my own voice, even if it was scary that all the decisions were made on me. And even just being the oldest too, I felt like I was always making decisions for other people. So I kind of, I needed that. I'm like, well, somebody else decide, you know, but truthfully, standing in that truth, like being the eldest daughter. Like,
meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Like, you know, and bringing it back to just my life and my personality is in a whole, just listening to that voice and not needing validation from the world in a romantic sense, professional, friendship capacity, anything. Anyone who makes me feel otherwise or question myself, and not a healthy, you know, critical way.
Then
you're gone. Like, I don't need you because I don't feel just safe. I don't feel good with that energy around me. So
I like it.
No.
That's important. And I really wanted you to expand on that because there's someone listening that's not alone. And that's why I don't apologize at all. Everything you said was necessary. And it's valid and it's applicable to your journey, which is applicable to you all's journey as a couple. So no, that was very necessary.
Thank you.
So the next question I have is, what are the adjustments that you both found that you had to make within your dating life and even as applicable to your journey as a couple post 30 that may have surprised you that you didn't really consider?
Let me see. Adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
What did I say? was just prioritizing myself. So like, yeah, in my 30s, it was more so just knowing exactly what I want at this stage in my life, and not deviating, not making any exceptions as to like the partner I would date, the career I want, just very intentional, and then not shifting from that list. It's like, I know I want this salary, I know I want this partner, I know I want this car, and it was nothing could ever, like the quality of my life was so good, I could never go back down. So everything has to match what I want at this stage, if not better. So like, I'm in my 30s, I was, that's being more critical of myself, being harder on myself, a lot more discipline. I think that was the biggest shift to my 30s. And because of that, you know, the quality of my life improved, the quality of where I lived. And just being like, it's almost like being your own manager. You're like managing yourself consistently, like showing up for yourself, like knowing that you can't show up for 30 minutes late to work. But why are you showing up 30 minutes late to the gym? Things like that. It's like I'm always like on my own back. So I would say that.
Yeah.
What about you?
No, I mean, that was beautifully stated. Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, 20s, you're still even, you know, kind of getting any type of validation from your parents or their approval or what should I do on this, you know? But yeah, after 30, it is like, no girl, like these are your decisions, stand on it. And everything in your life, you have to like perform at a high level to keep performing even better. You know, 20s, you work these, you know, little restaurant jobs or whatever, and that's great. But like, that's where your earning potential will cap at. That's where, you know, the people you meet or surround yourself with, that's where you'll cap at. Less expensive gyms, whatever, you know, you're just kind of throwing money because it just works. Low budget, like I'm not trying to say it like that, but
yes, it's
true. You don't prioritize quality. It's more so, what can I get? You know, I'll do this $10 membership or something here, or we'll go eat at McDonald's. Like, just you start elevating your experiences because you realize, like, dang, like this is my life. Like, my life is my experiences, my habits, and what I do and how I show up to anything. And, you know, I'm going to these, you know, just more, you know, I don't know, like luxury places. I'm going to run into people of higher caliber that I might be able to network with and just have better opportunities and a better quality of life. So, I mean, I would say that in agreeance to Kelvin, like, yeah, I just started prioritizing the quality of my life and just realized looking back, it's like, dang, my life is what I, you know, as I know it and what I've, you know, done up to this point. So I'm in control of how this thing goes. Like nobody else, not college, not mom, not dad, like anything I do and how I show up, like the outcome is what I put in. So you know, I would say that.
It seems like you, you two as individuals and as a couple, you all are both very committed to accountability as well as evolution. Mm-hmm. That's what I hear a lot from both of you all with it. With your
constant growth, constant development. Yeah, just every day asking myself what I could be doing better, what I could be doing more, asking myself, I'm 33 now, what does 43-year-old me might want? You know, really thinking long term.
Yeah. And we really have like a lot of thought provoking conversations. I would say truthfully, that was like our first, like, I don't know, kind of like form of intimacy to me. Like I just could talk to this dude about like just like these like long life talks that I would, you know, like to be, and it was the first with like a man, you know, that I could have that. Like girlfriends, like, we'll talk all day, like girl, and this and that. I just feel like, you know, but for him I could, you know, be deep like in thought, and like we could just talk for like hours. And I'm like, wow, it's not like just so surface level, it is, oh, that's what's up. Like it was just, you know what I mean? I could actually like,
he actually had a real response.
Yes.
You know, that became paragraphs.
Yeah.
And they continued on.
Wait, it's funny you said the paragraphs.
So
please, y'all, give us the humor. We've all been there with that. Give us the humor.
Before she gave me her number on the app. She said, I like that you can respond in full sentences.
I said that like literally word for word.
I'm looking at the phone. I'm like, what do you mean? Full, like an adult? Like, you mean full sentences?
She meant as an adult. There's some hooked on funny people walking around here disguised as adults.
Look, they got, I don't know, stilts on and under a trench coat. Like, they are not real adults. Like,
no.
Yeah, so no, the accountability and just, we just knowing ourselves, like it was us like that as individuals, and then just being able to come together and like have those deep talks, it's like, okay, wow, a person that cares about, you know, their mark that they're leaving on this world and, you know, how it affects other people and mm-hmm. how they show up. So
and the quality of life that we both want, and also just not settling. We know that we're in our 30s, but this isn't it.
Yeah.
6 months into dating, we even discussed career changes, things that we, like, the future version of ourselves might want.
Yeah.
And then actively working towards that every day. Like, in passing, me and Lanice, we still work opposite schedules, but, like, she might be doing her endeavors and I'm doing mine, but we'll meet in the middle and discuss, like, what did you learn today? What did you do? Mm-hmm. And we'll discuss, okay, I had this project, or the other day she had a gig, which, you know, she was a photographer at a wedding, and I was doing some coding tutorials because I taught myself how to be a software engineer while we were dating. So I was like, okay, yeah, I did a coding tutorial, you know, some C#, you know, I made a project, cool. And then we just go our separate ways, but it was the conversations that we have with each other, yeah. knowing that we want more out of life.
Mm-hmm. Turn each other on, like, you know, I might not understand yeah. what the heck you're talking about.
My project wouldn't render. I found out I'm missing a semicolon in my, you know, my code. Like, and it's, oh, okay. But it's just the fact she listens.
I'm yeah, like,
okay,
that's, right. cool. that's great. You
oh,
know,
oh, okay. And then she'll tell me, like, yeah, my videos didn't come out like this. I had a filter. Put it in landscape mode, portrait. I'm just like, okay, you know, like, thank you for breaking it down. Now I know, yeah. like, take a picture like this, not like this. And I was like, all right, cool. You know, learning from each other.
Yeah.
And then also seeing, like, what I can help her with in any way. If she ever needs an app developed, or if I need photos taken, I have a photographer, you know, help each other out.
I love it. See, adding value to each other's lives. Yeah. yeah. I want to pause before I go into the next question. You said something that's really important, which is, it motivated me to start the podcast off with this series talk and titled 30, Flirty and Thriving. You said looking ahead and realizing that 30 isn't it. Can you please expand on that? Because I think there's such a fear and a stigma around turning 30, which again is why I wanted to have these conversations, which are applicable across
right.
all areas post 30.
I say, you know, like a lot of colleagues that I have in my personal life or work life, like it would be times where it might be like sitting at a bar or at work, they'll always come across the conversation about how they dislike something in their life, either be the job or the car or something. And we're all in the same age group. And whereas I'm constantly making strides for, you know, personal development, knowing this isn't it, a lot of people think 30 is it. Like, just because you're here and you have this career, this job, you're just supposed to ride this out for another 30 years. And I don't know. I was just somebody who was raised just not to accept that. Mm-hmm. Not to be being my own friend, first of all. Like, so if I was my friend listening to this, what would I tell me? And I would mm-hmm. probably tell myself, like, you know, you're only 33, right? Like, you can still change your life around at this point. And just not settling. I'm not one to settle. I don't know. The minute I feel like I've learned enough, that's an issue for me, especially in a certain subject or a certain category. I know there's something that I can, personal development in some other area, and continue working towards that.
Yeah.
So.
That's beautiful.
What about you?
Oh, yeah, me? I mean, education has always been a very important, you know, aspect of my life. I just got my master's in 2020. So I was in school Thank you. I was in school for all of my 20s.
Okay.
And I would say, you know, I appreciate it. Not, you know, college is not for everyone, but for me, just growing up how I did,
mm-hmm.
And just like a lot of the setbacks, you know, just from poverty and just like single mom, like having to raise all of us, me helping raise my siblings too. I just knew that like an education is going to be my best, you know, anything that I learned, regardless if it was college, a skill, you know, a highly, you know, competitive skill, or just I knew that was like my way out, or my ticket out, or just to have the life that I wanted, you know, not struggle. And so for me, I always just, I don't know, prioritize learning something new. And I share that same sentiment with you. If I feel like I'm just kind of like comfortable, like, no, I can learn more. Because I mean, even think about it from, you know, kindergarten to high school. What if we just stopped at the high school education, which a lot of people have, and you can tell based on how you talk to them that they're learning personal development, not even like math or reading, just personal development and just learning, you know, just things outside of their own worldview, it's halted and it stopped. And, you know, you don't add value to any part of the world, you know, just by being that and being stagnant and staying in that like kind of small town mindset. So yeah, like it doesn't stop after 30. You keep growing, you know, hopefully, right? And hopefully, you know, take some life experiences and pass that wisdom on to people younger than you, because you do have a responsibility, whether you believe in that or not. You have a responsibility to talk to people younger than you, especially like in your own culture and community. Like, yes, because if not you, who else is going to do that? So you always have to grow and develop in any way.
I'm going to take this from Steve Harvey, but he said on a show about a month back, he said, old is the goal.
Like, yes, we're all trying. It's like people are trying to avoid it, but it's like, you know what the alternative is, right?
You're developing grades, like that's the goal. Like, you made it, like, you're still here to experience life. So, like, why would you want to still learn and become the best version of yourself while you're still here?
Mm. I agree with that.
Like, you owe it to yourself, and you also owe it to those who aren't here with you.
Yes. We do. We owe it to the ancestors.
Yeah.
And I agree that I think having that approach to life that we're talking about, it makes life so much more fulfilling. Mm-hmm. And it just makes the journey so much more enriched while you're on it, because you're constantly evolving, you're experiencing new things, and you're experiencing life in abundance, which is what God wanted us to do anyway, not just get to a point and be like, yeah, I'm good, I'm chilling, I hit 30, so I'm gonna just stay right here for my life. No, like, keep going.
And I would say that too. I think it's either that or like people try to put all these, like, you know, just, I don't know, these expectations on you. Like, okay, well, do you have kids yet? And if not, then it's time to do that. And it's like, well, I haven't, you know, accomplish things that I wanted to yet. So, and even people who do have kids, they think that, okay, well, now I'm a mother, that's it, you know. And I've watched, you know, kudos to my mom. I mean, at 47 years old, went back and got a degree. I was first generation, she didn't have a degree. Yeah, so like, you know, it, she will say like, I did inspire her in that sense, but no, I mean, she did it. She did it all on her own. I mean, like, did online courses, got a, you know, bachelor's in business administration from UAB. You know, and like, just know it's never too late, you know, it's never too late to give up on, you know, to, you know, pursue your dreams. So I would say that's a person that, you know, most notable showed me that, like, it's never too late to do the things you want to do. And it does not stop at 30, regardless if you're a mother, whatever hat you're wearing.
Right.
Never too late.
I always say, as long as you have breath in your lungs, it's never too late. Mm-hmm. It's never too late to change something that you may not be happy with, or pursue another endeavor, and just steward over what's been put inside of you. So I love that. I love that. Go, mama. So you both inspired each other.
Right.
So I think that's a good pivotal point for us to pause and talk about our sponsor for this first season of Styling Conversation. So you guys have heard me talk about our sponsor. It is a company called Vita 40. They are a supplement and wellness-based company, and I absolutely love their products. I can't talk enough about their powder collagen. At this point, I've been consuming it for 2 years. I've noticed an extreme difference in...
Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
My hair, my skin, my nails, my energy level, my quality of sleep. Another one of their products that I really enjoy are their Melt PM capsules. And there have been moments where I may have so many things on my mind, so it's a little more difficult for me to wind down at night. And I like that the Melt PM capsules help me wind down and have a better quality of sleep, but I don't awake the next morning groggy. They also help with certain things that help with weight management, such as the quality of sleep, boosting in your metabolism, helping to curb cravings. Your girl is a sweet person. I'm an aficionado when it comes to desserts. So I really like having that extra help. And like we've just been talking about, consuming collagen helps with your overall health and just quality of life as an adult. We do start to lose collagen after the age of 25. So it's important to incorporate that into your lifestyle. A little more about VitaThority. So VitaThority actually is we believe everyone should be able to take their health into their own hands and envision a future where health and nutrition products are found on counters in every single household. We pride ourselves on being an absolute authority when it comes to health and wellness supplements and set the standard on providing high quality, science-based, clean, tested, and proven products for every person from every walk of life. VitaThority can now be found at GNC retail stores as well as other retailers nationwide and has gone international in Canada, the Dominican Republic, Panama, the Caribbean, and Africa. For more information about VitaThority and our commitment to promoting women's health, wellness, and active lifestyles, please visit www.vitaAuthority.com. And that is spelled VitaAuthority. And so for all of the listeners of the Style and Conversation podcast, you all have a 15% off code, which can be applied to all of their products. That code is Styled by Jess. So STYLEDBYJESS. So run on over and get your VitaAuthority products. So I wanted to jump back into the questions and ask you all, what are the parallels? Y'all cutting up.
Yeah, he's just cutting up with each other.
Yeah. You got to cut up.
Yeah. I'm like, we wore this outfit yesterday. I was like, we should wear this today. Like, again, it's like,
girl, 2 days no, in a row. So as a stylist, I tell my clients when they're like, I have friends that are surprised that I'll repeat outfits. I'm like, I paid for it.
And it looks good.
Why would I not? And I'm like, who am I? Like, are you that much of a prima donna where you can't wear a dress again? Like, who are you? Even if I've taken a photo on it and it's posted on social media, I don't care. Like, new lipstick, a new hairstyle, girl, that's a whole new outfit.
I agree.
What do you mean? Yes, I paid for this. I'm going to wear it again and again and again. Like, as long as I can take it to the dry cleaners, I'm wearing it again. So, as you should.
Oh, man.
For everyone viewing the visual on YouTube, that is not, they look very nice. They're very well coordinated. So I want to ask you all, so what are some of the ways that your relationship has inspired your brand and just some of the parallels?
Our relationship? I don't know what you're doing.
I like to call us like a black romantic comedy. You don't really see a lot of black rom-coms.
They just started. Hallmark just started to get with it a couple of years ago, and it's like black people love at Christmas too.
I don't know, send me some because I need to see.
I'll send you some.
Know?
I have a whole list saved on YouTube. I got you.
I would love to see that.
No, but
I think you don't see. Romantic comedy in that way. It's always like some struggle love or, you know, somebody leaving an abusive husband, Tyler Perry.
Yeah.
Black love is not that. Like, it could just be quirky, funny, like, you know, goofy.
Just be cool. So people just kicking it, working, like, none.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be that way. So I think
conflict
for me, the one that, like, just, you know, I edit a lot of our videos.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of naturally, I don't know, try to highlight the essence of what's already happening. This is a very quirky romantic comedy feel. Like, that's how I feel, what I feel like I'm in, is someone that grew up in love, like Adam Sandler, Jim Carrey. Like, I just get that feel from us. Like, it is just, it can't be too seriously, like, in love. It has to be, somebody has to clown on somebody or mock each other. That's something we do a lot. Like, if we just,
you can't slip in this relationship. Like, if you, as soon as you stutter, oh, I'm talking about that all day.
And then we're repeating the word, like, and then making a song out of it and a dance.
You can't. There's no lagging. Like, you trip and fall, oh, we talking about that all day. Tomorrow too.
So I think we show up online in the same way. Like, it's just, yeah, we gotta make these people laugh. And just, I mean, and it's not something forced. It's something that was already happening anyway. And it's just like, you know, letting people in on that, like an inside joke. So I would say very much so, that's kind of how I feel like just our relationship, you know, aligns with our brand. Just, we have inside jokes with like our close followers, you know, like pretzel game. Like anything.
Like, only things you would know if you've been rocking with us from the very beginning.
Yeah.
Like one of our most viral videos was Smidge, just the Smidge video. That's how I normally interact with Lanice. A lot of people thought that was all stage, but like, I walk her to her car when she goes to work. I put her bags in her car and then I her off. So like, I got on the hood that day and was just joking with her, but everyone thought like that was a whole skit that we arranged. Like, no, I joke with her every day. Like, that's just our playful nature.
Yeah,
I would say.
At that point, it just doesn't feel forced or staged. Like, you know, and that's looking at a lot of, you know, couples pages. I do follow quite a bit that I do feel like align with us, but it's very easy to pinpoint when it does feel forced or staged, or like their reaction to me doing this. And I'm like,
she saw it already.
Yeah. And so from a business standpoint too, that was important to me, because I mean, we got like 500 posts. I'm not getting paid to sit here and, like, you know, edit these videos. So for me, it's like, how can I still show how authentic we are, but still have a marketing aspect to it, to allude to like our game or digital products or sponsorships or, you know, ads or UGC content that we have, where it's something in it for our audience too. Does that make sense?
No, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, because, yeah.
That makes perfect sense. And so it leads me actually into the next question, which is what guides you all's foundation as a couple?
We're friends. A big deal, we're friends, you know. Like I expressed earlier, she asked me, what if this doesn't work out? And I said, well, you'll still have a friend in Charlotte if you just want to kick it, get some food. Mm-hmm. Like, don't be afraid to hit me up. And we're still, even though we started off, you know, dating, but we are still very much friends. And that's like our foundation.
Yeah.
Every day I'm joking with my friend, I'm cutting up with my friend.
I'm just looking out for a friend. Like, I can't say how many times I like fall asleep, my phone don't be charged, Apple Watch, I wake up, it's just charged there. Like, yep, charge your phone, Apple Watch. So I can just get up, go work out, do my thing, because, you know, ADHD. I'm forgetful, it doesn't happen. And I mean, I just know. 9 times out of 10, I have like, and not saying I do that, like,
because yeah.
Kelvin don't get it. Jeffrey. No, but like, I know that he has my back and he's going to look out for me.
She does that though.
I call him Chaz. I'll be like, where's your hat? Like, yo.
But like when he's expressed, she edits most of our content, so at least I can do is make sure her phone's charged in the morning so she can get up, do whatever she has to do. So have the phone and the Apple Watch charge, her glasses somewhere she can find them, car keys, you know, she can get up and do what she has to do. But looking out for a friend.
And even like cooking, like, I mean, I know a lot of people may not agree with this because we're not married. I mean, I'm sure y'all could tell from just us talking about dating. I do a lot of the cooking. But like I said, dietitian by trade. So I do try to make healthy meals. Kelvin does too. But I mean, he works at night, so sometimes it is harder for him to like study and then do that. With me being a dietitian part-time and a content creator the other half, I'm just home more. So it is easy. I'm not going to just cook myself some meal prep and not... Right. You know, look out for him too. So I don't know. People could agree or not agree, saying I'm not going to feed.
Girl, hold on. I want to pause you. What works for your relationship works for, like, you don't have to buffer anything. Yeah. Like, that is what works for you all. So I'm over here like, she says she a dietitian. I wonder if she needs somebody to sample food. So look, do what works for you. Like, right. You don't have to buffer anything. Like, continue to operate as you need to. There's nothing.
No, I appreciate that. Because you get so much feedback. Like, well, what if he does this? Or you do all this and they still cheat. And you just have to filter.
Girl, you're not cooking for your man to avoid him cheating. You right. I gotta
eat. Stop listening to y'all grandma. Like, please.
We've seen it all in the comments. Like, I'm not doing this. Or like, oh, what if she leave you? So I'm like, bro, what's with the negativity? Like,
and if it happens, it's okay. Like, you
know, this is fun. Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know what to say about that.
Yeah, we get that question a lot. Not trying to go off topic, but we get that. Like, well, what if y'all break up? You know, that's a big thing of starting a platform and like you scale it to that. I mean,
and foremost, we're not even going to speak that on you all.
Yeah.
We're going to manifest and speak against that you all will continue to flourish. God has gotten you all this far, first and foremost.
Amen.
And second of all, like, that's what works for you. Like,
yeah.
To be transparent, I do most of the cooking in my relationship. And yes, he cooks certain things. It's not that he can't, but like, I just plan our meals out in a more.
Yeah.
Balanced way. Yeah. So, you know, and so like, I know if he had to do it, he could, but it's just like, it's what works. So.
And you probably love doing it. You like to do it.
I really do. I love to eat. And so I love to cook. And I also, I'm not going to buffer it. I'm going to say it is what it is. Someone may have something to say, but I do enjoy doing that for him. So like acts of service for people I love is a part of how I express love and my love language. So yeah, I do enjoy that. So yeah, it's just whatever. Yeah. People are gonna say what
they and mean. I just say like, you know, it's all great that we're like, you know, lovey dovey, this and that, but yeah. I just kind of want to highlight some of the more off-putting things that are said because I think everyone's thinking it, but they don't want to say it. But people have been bold enough to say it, and so that's kind of how we navigate that. I know that was like a question back, like, how do we kind of filter out the noise or like stay true to who we are? Mm-hmm. I mean, it happens. The noise happens and people, you know, which rightfully so, they do have questions because their life experience up to this point, you know, their mother or whoever has put these negative thoughts or friends in their ears. So it's like, that's kind of their worldview and how they show up in dating. And so that's kind of, you know, I'm just kind of highlighting how we've been able to navigate that. Like to what you said, hey, I can only do what I'm doing. This is who I am. This is who we are. And this is what works for us.
I like it. And I think, again, you know, I had a conversation with a girlfriend yesterday. And one of the things that she said to me is to, yes, acknowledge the areas of improvement within your relationship, but not get caught up in comparison to someone else. Because sometimes, obviously, to seek wisdom, but someone's advice may not be applicable. It's applicable to their journey, not to your journey. And so it's important to just acknowledge that.
That's real.
So with that, I have two more questions for y'all. One dating focus and then more fun style focus. So I wanted to ask you all, what practical advice would you give to someone who is navigating the dating scene? It could be man, woman, just in general.
I just be yourself. Honestly, yeah, be yourself. That worked for us. Very transparent up front. And then be your own friend as well. Mm-hmm. As well. That's a big thing. I think that's all I can say.
Yeah. To practical advice I would give to anyone dating is just, you know, really focus on loving yourself, doing things that pour into you. And I know that sounds cliche, but, you know, I feel like when you do love yourself, you know what that looks like. It won't be so unfamiliar when you're looking for it outside of yourself. You know, like as far as like just what that looks like for Kelvin, for instance, when I met him, very much someone that, you know, liked to go out, go to restaurants, you know what I mean? Just spend time and explore his city, go skating. I'm like, he has a full life. And I do too. And I know how he must feel because I feel the same way. You know what I'm saying? Not saying we're the same.
No. I understand exactly what you mean. Because I remember when we first got on, you all touched briefly on dating yourself. And I thought that was so important because I think that adds to knowing yourself and figuring out what does a full life look like for me? What are my interests outside of a relationship that I can potentially bring to a relationship? But if we don't share...
Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
This interest, you know, what are these things that I can continue to do on my own or as a part of, you know, another community, whatever, you know, whatever, if you're a cycler, if you enjoy yoga, like if you love to knit, like whatever, book clubs, you know, like whatever that is. And then of course you all come together and you figure it out. But I think that's important. So I share that to say that I'm following exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. To your point, I forgot to mention that, but just have a hobby. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think I made a post about that. It's, you know, one of the first things I said to Kelvin, I slid his DMs. Yeah. This is to your last question. I said, I like your style. So it's so funny that we're going to talk about that. But I said, I like your style. Like he looked good. He had this like, you know, leather jacket on, the little fedora hat. And it just, I mean, he just looked good, like in the picture, which I wasn't seeing that on dating apps. It was just like a shirt off picture, you know, or like a creepy phone in the mirror like this. But it was just, I don't know. It was like a very stop and like, whoa, like this brother is clean. Like I love this, you know? And I had a picture of me with skates on because I got into skating in 2020. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, all my dating profile pictures were like, you know, me dancing, skating, hiking, like all of it were hobbies that I like to do. And so that's a picture he commented on. He was just like, oh, like, what'd you say? Oh,
I said, I see you can skate. Maybe
you can show me.
You can show me some moves.
So, to that point, like having a hobby, like if I just had like, you know, the same picture, like poking my butt out on the sink, you know, like most. No shades.
No, you're all good.
I've audited some of my friends' data profiles. I'm like, okay, we're gonna clean this up. Not in a like way I'm judging them, but. You want to showcase
other facets of yourself. It's not a bone figure, but like, what else?
What does life look like if you're inviting him into your world? Like, if okay, he saw me with skates, like, ooh, we can skate together. That's something we can do outside of, I'm sorry, like Netflix and chilling, which I think a lot of people, which that's another topic for another day, they don't have hobbies. So when they are two people who just have no type of like agenda on life, they get together, they both still feel unfulfilled because they're expecting the other person to fill in the blanks for them. My practical advice would be to find a hobby. And that way you guys can, you know, like you said, either go your separate ways, have a full life of a community outside of that, but also come together and maybe share a hobby or interest or teach one another about a different hobby or interest.
You just said a mouthful with that one, Lenise. You really did, girl. You just said a mouthful. Kelvin, do you have anything you wanted to add to that?
Have hobbies. Yeah, that was big on roller skating. First job was a skate guard when I was a teenager, so I still skated all throughout my 20s and 30s, but that's how we initially connected.
He cold with it too. He be doing those spin moves. I'm like,
come on, roller. That's the movie, right?
Yeah. He said they used to call him Sweetness as a skater.
So, you know, have hobbies. Have something you can do. Mm-hmm. You can share with somebody else.
That's important. That's really important. Well, Lenise, I feel like you somewhat answered the question. So, of course, the title of the podcast is Style and Conversation. So to tie in the style element, my style question for you all is, What is it that you admire about each other's personal style?
You can go first.
Your personal style?
Oh, God.
Oh, man. it was like, how do I put this in the phrases properly, but she looks, it was like looking elegant without trying. It's like, okay, I'm just putting on like a sweatshirt or some jeans. I'm like, you look fire. Like, you look like fly. Like our first time she came to Charlotte, the next day you had like a sweatshirt, blue jeans, like with a car on it. And and she's like, all right, just put on a little outfit. But I'm like, you look great. Like, you don't realize like you throw an outfit on perfectly, you know, without even putting any effort into it. So it was like effortless, like elegance, I would say. That's what I would call it.
Yeah. And the first date was like more like a
In the first date as well, wore a romper, yellow romper, and I was just like,
wow. No one's ever like told me that. I just like to be comfortable. Like, I'll dress up when it's time, but like, sweatshirt and some sneaks and some jeans, some ripped jeans, like that's kind of like my go-to. Or like a flannel with like a little, I don't know, it'll either be kind of like not tomboyish, but just comfortable, oversized, but then showing a little skin somewhere. So either like it's a spaghetti strap underneath, but it's like a covered up flannel where you just see a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're giving them a little peek, but you're not giving the whole thing.
Right. Like, I'm going to show off legs. I'm going to keep up top. I'm going to show up top, some shoulders, then everything going to be covered. Like, I don't know. I think it's just my balance for me. So, sorry. I didn't mean to go off, but
I like it.
On my personal style. And it's just, I don't know. Kind of always had a little identity crisis on this. I'm like, do I look too much of a tomboy? Let me get a dress, I guess. But then I was wearing things that I just wasn't quite comfortable with. But I think I found a good balance. And this dress, Kelvin bought me this dress. Aww. We came home one day and I was like, this is really cute. I would never really wear anything like this, but you know, we love the square like neckline.
I love the square neckline. Yeah. I really do. I love a square neckline. It's one of my favorite necklines. I think it's a way to like to show this area without being too much. And I think it looks flattering across so many body types. So yeah, it looks really good.
Oh yeah. So yeah, I appreciate that. And for Kelvin, it was just his style has elevated a lot. Like, you know, since I met him, like at first, you know, on the dating app, like I said, it was just like jean jacket, like the leather jacket, everything was cool. And then like in person, you know, it was a lot of like a floral shirts, like the what is it, kind of like he was going on vacation a lot. And I was like, I bought this shirt. I was like, let's
you hate him on shirts.
No, because I'm just like, he's so handsome, like he's like a city boy, DC, like I just DMV, like I needed it, not needed it, but I needed to match, you know. I think he was still like living in Florida like when I met him in person. Like, you know. So no, he already had the swag, like he did, but I think certain style choices I was like, that don't fit you. Like, you are handsome, debonair, like dress like it. You know what I mean? But I do like that he has his unique style, regardless of little quirks I make, like, oh, where are you going to this or whatever? But no, he stays true to himself. He always got like a little sweatshirt on too.
Her mom got the same sense of humor. So I wore something like what she described in front of her mom. She said, said like a manager at Best Buy. I was like, damn, okay, mom. Like, all right, thanks.
Not the manager at Best Buy.
I was like, wow.
It's like a white collar button down, like some khakis, right, man, and like, the black belt, but you can see the black. I was like,
I said, you can't slip in
it. It was a little too clean.
Everything's
like,
a joke. Everything's a joke.
But no, I love that he can like, you know, poke. And I have on something crazy too. Like, yeah, babe, that ain't it. You know? So yeah. I love that, like with style, we don't take it personal. Mm-hmm. And we always try to compliment each other in some type of way, like, you know, if he's wearing like black or something like that, I'm not going to put on something like very like flare. Like, I'm like, all right, let me try to match what, you know, and compliment what we're wearing. So.
Yeah. I like that. I think you all described it really well. Clearly you spoke highly of each other. So you all will continue to flourish. And I'm going to speak that for your business and your platform. So what can you tell everyone about any upcoming projects as well as where to find you all?
Well, right now, like our main hump is the fact that we work opposite schedules. That's why our content is kind of, you know, I wouldn't say lessened, but We do still have digital products. I mean, that is something that, you know, we don't necessarily have to like show up. It's something that we can create it once and people can benefit from them. So products that we do have are digital dating card games. One is called Let's Make It Awkward. When I think what, like 6 months into starting our platform, the influx of questions like, okay, I'm not getting past the first date. It's hard for me to vet these people out. They're playing games. And so we got together and just, man, like long distance, might I add, the whole month of December, because it was like, all right, I'm going to either see you Christmas and get a gift or we ain't going to see, you know, see each other at all. So we had to do a lot of like things through FaceTime. But yeah, we created that digital dating card game for people to play on the first date to kind of vet a partner out. So that's been like our, you know, our most, I guess, notable thing that we've done. And then we made one for long distance couples called Let's Make It Work, because once again, we were getting questions like that, like, well, how do I know if this is going to last, or they live all the way here? So it was another kind of vetting process just to kind of have people start the conversation. If it's a game and it's a medium in between y'all, it doesn't necessarily feel like one person's being like super inquisitive or interrogating. Right. Yeah. So I will say those are two things that, I mean, are available on our Stand store. We don't have like a personal website right now, but if you go to stand.store /or/ love at first sight, that's SITE. All our digital card games are there. Yeah. And we want to do more speed dating events. We had a very successful speed dating event. You want to talk about that?
Great, like, speed dating event, beginning of the year, right here in Atlanta. We hosted it ourselves in a local restaurant. Good turnout.
It really was great. Like, first time we ever did that.
Yeah, everyone was impressed. That was our first event ever. So that's definitely something we want to do, but we also would like to take it to different cities as well. So we're starting here in Atlanta. We want to do a couple more here, but we definitely want to take it to Texas. I feel like a lot of our followers are in Texas. We have a lot of New York as well. Okay. And I think California.
A little bit of people in Cali. California.
I think Texas and New York has our big, and in the DMV has our biggest followers. So we would like to take it to those regions.
So yeah, those are things, like I said, projects that we've done and like ones that we're working on. I mean, just get back to our podcast. You know, I think now that we have a bigger space with like, we could separate a media room versus in the kitchen or like, you know, in a small enclosed space, I think we can get back to the podcast and really schedule it on the weekends we do have together. Mm-hmm. And just, yeah, keep creating content, keep traveling, keep working with brands. That's basically it.
And our UGC content, we do collaborate with brands here. So either we'll go looking for these opportunities or they'll reach out to us. So if you look through our feed on our Instagram, you'll see a plethora of advertisements, but those are brands we've collaborated with throughout our journey.
Or like travel collabs, like we'll, you know, reach out to Airbnbs, which that's a project that I'm working on, because I get a lot of questions about UGC or just how are y'all able to do all these things. It really has nothing to do with the number of followers we have, but more so how to pitch and things like that. So that is something I'm working on personally, because I don't want to gatekeep. Our close friends, I do share like my step-by-step process, like, all right, y'all, they reached out, they're offering this, watch me counter offer. And like, I go through the whole process and they're like, you need to make a guide. I'm like, yes, because I want to help other people, yes, to make passive income, you know, but also I want my other people to win, you know, and like be able to.
I'm excited for this guide.
I'm working on personally, but it will be on Love at First Sight, just because people can visually see these collaborations we're doing and stay in these places for free just to make things that you were going to do anyway on your story, right? Like, you're, oh, we here. No, be a little bit more intentional. Take a slow pet, like all that stuff. You can put it together to give to the host and, you know, potentially stay somewhere for free.
Because you're helping them advertise their location.
Yeah.
And some of the people that reach out to us, you know, just the age demographic, you know, much older, but didn't know how to use Instagram or social media. So then they say, well, you guys clearly do.
Yeah.
So it's just a mutual collaboration for the both of us. So we promote the stay. And in turn, people know about their listing and then they can start having more bookings. So that's but that's something we actually started. I would say it's been almost a year. But yeah, we've stayed in several different locations without actually having to come up with the cost of it.
And to that, I will say that that's a hindrance in a lot of people that are dating is money. Like, they can't go travel and get away from all like the, you know, everyday just things that may be putting a divide or wedge in between that relationship. So we are able to, you know, combat that with finding an inexpensive way to travel so we can like get away and connect again. And so like, I want to do that for other people. And so they're able to do that too, without breaking the bank. Cause who has money to be going to all these places, you know?
Girl, I want you to do that for us. I'm ready.
just like, please go. Now,
yeah.
We just did this, what was it, a week or 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. Pine Mountain.
Pine Mountain.
Mm-hmm. Which, if you're listening, RVC Outdoors, they have an ambassador program. Anybody can apply. RVCOutdoors.com. And they just asked for like 30 photos, so you only have to do a video. And they just rolled it out because, you know, they need help with marketing. It's very outdated. Yeah. And so they want people to like showcase them on the camping site. Yeah. So I don't know, just putting that plug in there. Not sponsored, but if you like want a trip now, kind of a little outdoor off-grid type thing, and you're in Georgia, they have many locations, but rvcoutdoors.com, that is probably something you could do like as soon as like within the next month. So yeah,
actually have been talking about camping. So,
and we stayed in a yurt. So it's not like a tent where you got bugs or whatever. It's like glamping. So it's hardwood floors, air conditioning. It's beautiful. Yeah. Like,
I mean, AC was hitting too. Like, ice cold, hot outside. Yeah. You wouldn't even know you was up. Forgot using a yurt.
Tent, yeah.
Yeah. So
we'll be posting that on our page.
Great amenities, soon. Bathroom. It's not like what you think like camping would be. It was
It's an outhouse, but like you walk in, it's like granite tile, the shower is like so beautiful.
Waterfall shower, full bathroom. I can't wait to go again.
I highly recommend doing that. But that's just saying like our projects, it's not necessarily like, I don't know, not saying selfish, like we want to help other people kind of do the same and enjoy like these things that have brought us closer, you know, and able to bond as well. Not necessarily being an influencer per se, but just something that y'all are going to do anyway. Take out your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and record. And like, you know, honestly, that's what a lot of other people are doing. Like, these people aren't affording these trips, you know? And then you compare your relationship and you're like, oh, why you ain't taking me here? I'm like, that girl probably planned this whole thing and pitched to this company, and that's why they're staying there for free.
Yeah.
So not to go off topic, but no, that's something we want to do, the things that we've been doing, but like help other people do it too. Cause it, from what we've realized, it's very, very simple to do it. So.
I like it. I appreciate you all sharing that. Oh, go ahead. You were going to say something, Kelvin?
Oh, I just said that was well said, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Aww. No, that was very well said. I appreciate you for sharing that information, and definitely let me know when that guy is coming out because I'll be on the lookout for it too. I've enjoyed having you all on the podcast so much. I'm proud of you all for everything that you're putting out into the world, and congratulations on your relationship and making it through the long distance and just to where you are now. You can tell that you all have a genuine love, admiration for each other, and y'all have just so many more years ahead of you. So I'm really happy for you all. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And if anyone wants to find us, we're on Instagram at Love at First Sight. That's LoveAtFirstSite _.
Yes.
You okay?
I think so. but that's all across the board. I was like, am I Keelan to be? But yes, on Facebook as well. Love at First Sight, YouTube, all across the board. TikTok, all across the board.
And then so on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. Same spelling across all?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
The SITE, like site, like website.
Yes.
That's big key. Other than that, and then our website for right now, landing page, stan.store. / Love at First Sight, SITE.
Okay. So everybody keep up with them, all the things that they're doing. I want everyone, encourage everyone to check out their digital dating cards and be on the lookout for those speed dating events that you all are planning to do more of.
Thank you for the opportunity. Like, this is amazing what you're doing and just giving people like a platform to talk. I appreciate it. I really do.
I appreciate you all. That means a lot. This is a new endeavor for me, something that I had been wanting to do for a while, and I finally took the leap of faith and did it. And so having guests like yourselves who you know, heard my pitch, agreed to, you know, saw the vision and were bought in and just appreciated, you know, appreciated what I was doing and wanted to do it. It means a lot, you know, that of course I properly pitched you all, but I didn't, I believe in pitching, but not persuading. So
yeah. I'm not in the business of convincing.
No, that's just, I think I'm good with questions, but not having to like pull teeth to do it. You know, even Jesus said, if they don't receive it, kick the dirt off your feet and keep it moving. So,
amen.
You know, it is what it is. So I appreciate you all. And it was definitely an honor having you all on this episode to speak to this topic, because you all are such a light in such a dark space right now. There's a lot of rhetoric and so many just mixed opinions going on around this. So to see a couple that, you know, made it from online dating through a long distance relationship, and now you all are thriving and still navigating it and actually walking it out and willing to share your journey with others so that you can share that information, it's inspiring. So that's why I wanted to talk to you all. And I'm glad that you wanted to come on and answer these questions and talk to us.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's definitely inspired. If we needed this, I would say, you know, we deviated from our podcast for some time with our own personal endeavors, but it's definitely, I think we need to have this discussion today.
Start it back up.
Try to get the ball back.
Come on. Start it back up. Let us know when you do. And we'll shout it out. You all have a lot of wisdom within you to share with other people.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Well, everyone, this is another episode of Style and Conversation. Thank you all so much for listening. And until next time. Hey, Style Crew, make sure you're keeping up with our podcast through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, as well as the Podcast Index. And if you'd like to view the podcast visually, check out my YouTube channel, Styled by Jessica Lauren. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at style_and_conversation_podcast.
Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.